Okay, so as we approach Pesach, I think in a little bit over a week's time, we'll all be sitting down to the Seder. And the question that needs to be asked is as follows. We know that there is a mitzvah of Higat Levincha, that a person has a mitzvah to recount and to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, along with all the miracles, as the Rambam says, Kol Hamarba Harez Meshuvah, whoever increases, that is praiseworthy. And the question now becomes regarding, clearly we understand that the father has a mitzvah to teach it to his children. But let's say the father is sitting at the table with his father. So there's a grandfather, father, and a grandson and a granddaughter. And now, out of kavod, so he's going to allow the grandfather's going to read the Haggadah for everybody there, and that he's going to lead the Seder. Isn't the father now missing out on the mitzvah of Yigat Levincha? Has he now passed over this mitzvah, and now, this year, he is not fulfilling the mitzvah of telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to his children? The mitzvah is Yigat Levincha. Now, there may be some sort of a mitzvah for grandparents as well to teach Torah. That's the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Chavtes and Daf Lamed regarding the mitzvah of grandparents teaching grandchildren Torah as well. But that's for a different time. The question we want to discuss this evening is, does the father miss out on the mitzvah? Should he do something about it? Should he not do something about it? What is his role in this case? Or it doesn't have to be a grandfather. Let's say there's an uncle who's reading it, or a cousin, somebody else. The situation is you have the father and the child, and somebody else at the Seder is reading the Haggadah. Is the father missing out? Yes?
Is there any reason you can't divide portions by different
people? Okay, so also that might depend regarding what are you going to divide, because only certain part of the Haggadah is going to do it. Let's say the person doesn't want to divide. Let's say, you know, the grandfather's been reading the Haggadah, you know, for, 30 years, and he has no intention to release the reins on that right of his. It's not unheard of. There have been people who have been stubborn before in the history of the world. And so, you know, what's the situation here? Something the father needs to be concerned about. So let's take a while until we get to the source sheet. But let's just begin with what we need to know. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Kufnan Zayin, 157, says that there's a mitzvah on the night of the 15th of Nisan to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are all familiar with this. We don't really need the Rambam to tell us this, but at least we should know that it is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. This is based on the pasuk, says the Rambam, of Vihiganata Levincha. You should tell over to your sons. And he says that there's no son at the Seder. There's no children there. So there certainly is a mitzvah to recount the mitzvah as well. And that's based on the pasuk of Zachros Yom Hazeh, that you should remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, one of the Sheish Zechiros that are printed at the end of the Seder, by Shachris, right, that most people don't say, but they're there, right? There's six things we need to remember, along with Miriam, Chet HaEgel, and Mitzrayim, and all the different things that are there, Shabbos. So one of the six things is remembering the day which we left Mitzrayim. So this is what the Rambam says. The Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Chaf Aleph says that Vigadat Levincha applies to anyone who's there. Meaning, it just means to tell over the story to anyone, so you seem to have machlokus from the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam regarding what is the Pasuk, but there certainly is a mitzvah specifically for a father to tell over to his son or his children regarding the mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias of Mitzrayim. Cited again by the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Masa and Zayin Aleph, so this is clearly the Shita of the Rambam of telling over the mitzvah, telling over the Exodus from Mitzrayim. The Shibboleth HaLeket writes in Siman Reish Ches, one of the Rishonim, that he asked the following question. The Chacham says that the laws of Pesach are, right, they're Eschem. What are these laws for you, right? That's the famous question. What's the difference between the question between the Chacham and the Rasha, right? They're both saying Lachem or Eschem. They both seem to be, you know, excluding themselves. What's the difference in their question for another time? But the Chacham says, what are these laws, Eschem, for you? Instead of including himself in the question. So the Shibboleth HaLeket quotes in the name of his brother that the questioner here at the Seder is a katan, it's a child. And therefore, he's not chayav in the Korban Pesach. So when the Chacham asks at the Seder, what are these laws for you? What's this Korban Pesach? He's not including himself because he's a katan, he's a child, and he wasn't chayav in Korban Pesach. And that's why he excludes himself from the question. That's his explanation of the question of the Chacham, because it's a child who would not be fulfilling the mitzvahs of the night himself anyway. The implication is that it's a child who's asking at the Seder is not bar mitzvah, right? That's the implication. The child who's asking at the Seder is not bar mitzvah. So, Rav Bezalel Stern writes in his Bezalel HaChachma, in Chelek Vav, Simon Samech Zayin. We're going to see more of the tshuva momentarily, but he suggests that the mitzvah of Vigadat Levincha is only for a katan, someone under the age of bar mitzvah. And anyone over the age of bar mitzvah is not fulfilling the mitzvah v'gadta v'bincha, but they are fulfilling the Haggadah by the person who's reading it based on the principle of shomea ka'ona. Right? We know there's a principle that if someone is reading something and you're listening to being read, it is as if you yourself are reading it along with them and fulfilling the mitzvah. So says Rabbi Tzal Stern, when you are sitting at the table and someone else is reading the Haggadah for you, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of the night by hearing that person reading the Haggadah. Okay? It's as if you're reading it, because you are hearing it based on Shomea Kona. However, ask Rabbi Tzal Stern, if the child is a katan, okay, and someone else besides the father is reading the Haggadah, then how can the father of the child fulfill the mitzvah of Yigalat Levincha? Right? If I'm not reading the Haggadah to my child under the age of Bar Mitzvah, and someone else is reading it, so the question we raised in the beginning is, how is the father possibly fulfilling the mitzvah of telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim to his son, when in fact he is not telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim to his son? The first time I know this question is asked is in a piece by Rabbi Yisrael David Harfinis. Rabbi Harfinis is a Rav in Williamsburg. He's a Daim in Williamsburg. He writes a very interesting Sfarim. And he wrote a piece about this. And then Rav Bezalel Stern wrote a response. So we care more about his response. But Rabbi Harfinis first wrote a piece about this. The first time I know anyone discussing this issue is in one of the Satmar Torah journals called Pre-Tamarim, in Chelik Chaf Vav, in the 26th volume. So he said that there's an issue, and the parents need to be careful to fulfill the mitzvah on their own. They need to be very careful. And he says, in a way, even if the grandfather's leading the Seder, the father needs to do something. Something at the Seder to recall the mitzvos and the miracles that go into remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Harfinis in the Pre-Tamarim that he wrote about. So Rabbi Tzal Stern writes a response to Rabbi Harfinis. This, the entire tshuva, the B'tzela Chachma we're going to discuss right now, is in response to this piece that Rabbi Harfinis wrote. So he begins with the following explanation. The first explanation he gives is that the grandfather is the shliach of the father. He is the messenger acting on behalf of the father. And he says this is no different than what other famous mitzvah involving a father having somebody else do it? A bris milah. Why is it any different? By a bris milah, the father has the mitzvah there to do the milah, and he hands it over to a moel on behalf of the father. Especially, why do we have the bris milah? Does the father stand right next to the moel? So the Vilna Gaon in his Bir HaGra cites there in Hilchos Milah that this whole process is similar like to offering a korban. Right? That's why the person who is a sandik is like they're offering the ketores, and that's why it's a simon bracha to be a sandik, because just like you get a lot of bracha for offering the ketores, it makes you wealthy. You know, therefore, that's why the person who becomes the sandik also gets a bracha to be wealthy. They ask the stipler, you know, you were sandik a lot of times, now how come what happened to you? What happened to your wealth? The stipler said, my wealth is in my svarim. I published a Beit Torah, that was my personal wealth. So, but we have such an idea of comparing the entire process to the ideas of korbanos and the like. So the Vilna Gaon writes there in Hilchos Milah that the entire reason why the father stands next to the son, stands next to the moel, is just like the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, does the entire avoda, so too the person who's bringing the korban stands next to the Kohen. They have to be together. They're biyachad. He's his messenger. When someone's your messenger for the mitzvah, you stand next to them to show your connection in fulfilling the mitzvah. So says Rabbi Stern here as well, that when it comes to this issue of the mitzvah v'gadat levincha, so the father has the grandfather be his shliach. So Rabbi Stern asked the following question. We know there's one type of principle that applies to shlichus that seems to override this, and that is the mitzvah of mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucha, that it's better to do a mitzvah on your own than with a shliach. This is the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin regarding getting married, right? The Gemara there says that you are allowed to send a shliach, a messenger, to get to have someone marry on your behalf. Right, you don't have to go actually there to bring the ring to the girl. You could have somebody bring the ring for you. There's a whole different discussion of how the wedding is going to occur at that point. But the Gemara says very clearly that mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, it's better to do it yourself if you can. That's clearly the understanding of the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Aleph. There's a discussion, why is it better? Why do we say that doing the mitzvah yourself is better than having a shliach? The shliach is just like you. So Rashi there in the Gemara says, when you do the mitzvah yourself, you get more schar. Just the way Hashem runs the world, in Shemayim you get more points, chuck off more points to do a mitzvah yourself than if you have somebody else to run your behalf. There's another explanation from the Rishonim as well, and also found in the Achronim. So Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad writes in his Rav Poelim in Yerodea, in Simon Lamed Hey, that it's clear from Rashi that doing a mitzvah by yourself, as opposed to sending a messenger, is a hiddur. It enhances the mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. It doesn't mean if I could do the mitzvah myself and I don't, that I'm doing something wrong. But doing the mitzvah yourself is an enhancement of the mitzvah. It doesn't make the mitzvah bad in any way. And the Bir Halacha writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Nun, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about preparing for Shabbos yourself, as opposed to handing over the preparations for Shabbos to the maid or somebody else to take care of things, it's important that everyone should have something they do in the house to get ready for Shabbos themselves, whether it's a cleaning something or cooking something or some avoda that you do in the house to get ready for Shabbos. Yeah?
But, you know, cleaning for Shabbos is very different than getting married, where you want some interpersonal relationship set up.
So good. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you can't get married without seeing the person. Can't get married because there's a mitzvah of v'hachtarecha kamocha. And it would be unfair to marry someone without seeing them, because maybe the marriage would then fall apart after not being, you know, attracted to the person. There certainly needs to be some sort of interpersonal relationship. Yes, they are different in the aspects of Beinam L'Chaveiro, certainly, but the principle of doing a mitzvah yourself, as Rashi said, for the sake of the reward, excluding the interpersonal aspects of marriage, there still is a mitzvah to get married. There's still a mitzvah there. So regarding that aspect of the mitzvah, so it's still better to do it yourself. So the Be'er Halacha writes there in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Nun that the hiddur to prepare for Shabbos on your own, but it's not a chiyuv. And there's a discussion in the Seichem and Chelek Tes whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan of doing the mitzvah yourself. But regardless, it's certainly an enhancement of the mitzvah. So what about here at the Seder? Am I passing over the opportunity to do the mitzvah myself? If the grandfather reads the Haggadah as opposed to the son, is that not fulfilling the hiddur of mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho? Maybe everyone, you should be vying for the best opportunity, the best way to do the mitzvah. So the Betzel Chachma says no, because mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho applies when there's an individual mitzvah and the person passes it off to somebody else. I have the mitzvah to do a bris milah for my son. I'm not going to do it myself, and I'm going to pass it off to the other person. I have a mitzvah to get married, and I'm going to pass it off to somebody else to do the mitzvah in that regard. However, if the mitzvah is for a lot of people, he says, for example, Loda, like benching by Zeman, right? If there's a lot of people who need to be involved with the mitzvah at one time, and a bunch of people have a mitzvah in front of them, we need to bench, and we need to have a zimun, whether it be 3 people, 10 people, whatever it is. So what do? We have each person bench themselves? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bench after you eat, and you're satiated. So do we have every person bench by themselves? Do we say, no, mitzvah yosef mishlucho, don't have a zimun, don't have one person bench for everyone? Everyone should bench themselves. The answer is no. Why? Because that has a multitude of people who need to fulfill a mitzvah. There's a lot of people there. And in that case, we invoke the principle of Barov Am Hadras Malach. The mitzvah is increased in its beauty before HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people do the mitzvah as one unit together and one person leads them. So in this case, by the Seder, you have a lot of different people at the table who need to fulfill the mitzvah, having one person lead the Seder for them in the recitation of the Haggadah. Regardless whether there might be some shitos in the Achronim that a person maybe should read the Haggadah along with the person to have his own mitzvah, but putting that aside, if everyone at the table needs to fill the mitzvah, to have one person do it on their behalf, that's not mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho. That is barov am hadras melech. That is when the multitude of people together serving Hashem, that brings honor to a Kaddish Baruch Hu to have one person do it.
Is there just some barov am with Kiddush at the Seder night?
So I know people do have the minhag that every person says it. That's usually minhag by, I know that's the minhag by Hasidim. I don't know why. I don't know the rational reason behind why the Seder night. Maybe it has something to do with the Dalet Kosos, and each Kos by itself has a mitzvah to it. Maybe each person, the recitation of Kiddush is tied in to the mitzvah of the first Kos, and you want to do it yourself. I'm not entirely clear why the minhag developed by Hasidim that each person does it. I know the minhag has crept out of Hasidim to each person does as well, but I'm not exactly clear on that minhag. So the Be'etzel HaChachma, I think, is a little bit difficult, though, because that only makes sense for the Rambam's definition of Zacharas Yom HaZeh, that the second reason we read the Haggadah for everyone who's not a child, who's not a son, is that everyone has to remember leaving Mitzrayim, right? But according to the mitzvah of Yigatz Levincha, the Rambam would tell you that only, no, you, the father, have a mitzvah in front of you, right? You, the father, at the Seder table, have a mitzvah to teach your son about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's not a mitzvah that everyone at the table has. That's a mitzvah that you have on your own, without everybody else. So I'm a little confused about his explanation here. I think the principle of mitzvah bo yosu v'shlucho would apply with a father, because you, the father, have the mitzvah. Nobody else has that same mitzvah as you. That's a unique mitzvah to you. So it's sarachian on the Be'etzel HaChachma. He gives another reason why it's not a problem for the grandfather to read instead of the father. He says the reason of mitzvah yosu v'shlucho is because it looks like you're being lazy. This is the reason why we don't like to pass off mitzvahs, because it looks like you're being lazy in your service of Hashem. Oh, why should I do the mitzvah? He'll do the mitzvah. I'm tired. I drank a lot of wine. Why do I have to deal with this? So says the Be'etzel HaChachma, that does not apply in this case. It's clear part of Leil HaSeder and Simchas Yontov is families coming together. Part of the Jewish people for generations is that families come together at Leil HaSeder, and it's clear before you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everyone in the room that when the grandfather reads the Haggadah, it's not because the father's lazy. He does it because this is what it means to be family by the Pesach Seder, and it does not take away from your fulfillment of doing it not on your own when the grandfather reads it at that time. And therefore, when the father hands over the mitzvah to the grandfather, it's clear that he's not being lazy. Okay, so that is the first tshuva from Rabbi Stern, in which he says that there's room to be lenient when it comes to this, and the father doesn't have to be crazy about reading the Haggadah himself. Rabbi Harfenis, in another sefer of his, Vayivarech David, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Vav, picks up this discussion again. He's very bothered by this question. He writes about this in a lot of his farim. So in Vayivarech David, he says that the above approach does not fit with the sheet of Rav Yerucham Perla. Rav Yerucham Perla was a businessman who lived in Europe, and he wanted to write a lot of Chedushim, so he picked a sefer that nobody learned, and he wrote a lot of Chedushim just so that he would have something to attach his Chedushim to. He, Rav Sajigon, wrote a book of mitzvos, or a collection of all the mitzvos in the Torah, what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah, and so he just took this massive commentary in three volumes and just pinned it to Rav Sajigon's sefer mitzvos. Nobody learns Rav Sajigon's sefer mitzvos. What they do is they just learn Rav Yerucham Perlau's commentary on it, in which it discusses all different types of rules regarding all the different mitzvahs in the Torah. So Rav Yerucham Perlau writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel 33 that according to the Tshuvas HaRash in Chaf Dalet Beis, there's no mitzvah of Yigatz Levincha until the son asks a question. If the son does not ask a question, if he doesn't open with Manash Tana, then your mitzvah doesn't kick in. You need a starter. You need like a pilot to start the fire, to start the mitzvah. If there's no question, then you have no mitzvah to teach your son according to the Rush. So if the son never asks the father a question, says Rav Harfenis, then the father's mitzvah is never going to kick in. If the whole night is just the grandchildren asking to the grandfather, then the father's mitzvah is never going to kick in, says Rabbi Harfenis. And that's going to create an issue. And therefore, maybe in order for the father to have the mitzvah in the first place, the children need to ask the father a question, not just the grandfather. Something to keep in mind within this shita. In addition, there is a tshuva from the Netziv in the Meish of Davar in Or HaChaim Simen Mem Zayin, and also the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim Simen Chavtes, who both say that the din of Shalmeya Kaona, the idea that you hear something and you fulfill it, the recitation, by hearing somebody else say it, it's only if the listener is actually doing the action. Okay, it only makes sense if the listener is actually involved in that action. And therefore they say, when the grandfather recites the Haggadah and the father is sitting at the table, so it's as if he's reciting it, the Haggadah, to his son. Because since the father is there, says Rabbi Stern, so since the father is sitting at the table, it's like he's along with the father. He's there, he's with him, the grandfather, the father, together. And since he's listening, he is involved, and it's as if he is reciting the Haggadah himself. So by listening, it's as if the father is reciting it to his son on its own. Rabbi Harfenis continues in Vayivarech David, and he questions this hetzer. He doesn't agree, because Shomea Ka'ona only works if the listener has in mind that the person speaking is doing it on his behalf. Right? The father needs to know that the grandfather is reading the Haggadah with him in mind. But says Rabbi Harfenis, most people don't know what we've just discussed for the last 15 minutes. Most people are going to be sitting at their siddurim thinking, the Zaidi's reading the Haggadah, and I'm sitting here, and that's it. But if they don't have in mind kavana for Shomea Ka'one, then Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. So if the father's going to sit there and hear the grandfather read the Haggadah, and he doesn't know that he's supposed to have in mind that the grandfather's reading the Haggadah, so then it doesn't help, and it's meaningless. So Rabbi Harfenis continues to hit back at Rabbi Stern regarding this mitzvah. Okay? The Betzel Chachma continues, and he continues on in his Hetzer, and he concludes that everything I've just said is just to explain the custom, the minhag olam. That this is the minhag, he says, but if you want to be very firm and you want to be very careful, the father should certainly take out a few minutes at the Seder to do some explaining on his own, to talk about the miracles, to talk about Sias Mitzrayim, to talk about Emunah, belief in Hashem. If you want to fulfill all the opinions, he says, this is very, very important thing to do. And there are other poskim who agree with this as well. Rabbi Mordechai Gross writes in his Kovitz Tal Talpios, in Samach Alpha, Mitzariyahe as well, that a person should take out time during the Seder, if he is not leading the Seder, to explain the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim to his sons and daughters. Let's look now at another Shuvah from Rosh Sternbach, and Shuvah Svanagos Beis Reish Lamed Vav. He says that the grandfather is the shliach of the father, as we mentioned before, and he adds something very interesting. Look what he says in Beis Reish Lamed Vav. Beis Reish Lamed Vav. Uke'ein zeh, ayin b'hafla b'kedushin lamed avon alf. De'b'mitzvos v'hodatzim b'v'necha v'v'necha, adif shehasav yilmot im haneched shamasoras krova yoser. When a grandfather learns Torah with a grandson, it's better in a way than with a father learning Torah with a son. Because the grandfather is one link closer to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Masorah. And let's apply it over here to the mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uven benecha, yesh inyan b'mesoras hasab l'neched. When a grandfather teaches Torah at the Seder to the grandson, it's simply one link closer in the chain. We all know the famous story of Yaakov Kametzki on the plane. Right, and there was the Chavar Knesset who was there, and the Rav Yaakov's grandchildren were honoring the Rav Yaakov very much, and the Chavar Knesset was complaining that his grandkids don't talk to him, and he said, because you think that your grandkids think that you're one step closer to a monkey, and my grandkids think that I'm one step closer to Adam Arishon and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Masorah. So the same idea over here, we have a greater respect. We should have a greater respect for the grandparents because they are one link closer in that chain. So perhaps there's a greater fulfillment of the mitzvah, says Rosh Sternbach, if the grandfather does it, tied in with this idea of shlichus. There's another tshuva from Rosh Sternbach later on in the Dalet Kuf Beis, where he says something as follows. Umihu, l'maisa ein dati nocha b'kach. He says, I don't really, agree. He says, shlichus only works if he's doing the same exact thing as the person who could have sent him. When the grandfather is doing it for everyone, it's not the same thing when a grandfather says it as the father does to his son. There's a difference. A father has a special read on his children. He can relate the ideas of Emunah to each child in a special, unique way. And each child needs to hear the story in a different way that the father can tap into and understand that maybe the grandfather is unable to. So he says the Seder should begin with the father, and the son should ask the father Manishtana. And the father should explain, we saw miracles in Mitzrayim. And this is the foundation of faith in Hashem before the giving of the Torah. Shu aman ha'olam that Hashem runs the world. And the rest of the Seder, the grandfather should take over. Fascinating advice. In the first Shuva, he says, no, the grandfather is the special connection. And the second Shuva later on, he says, there's something about a father-son or a father-daughter relationship, that they can relate to each other in a certain way that perhaps the grandfather is unable to tap into, and maybe we should go back to having the father do something in some area in order to connect to the children on the Leil HaSeder. Rabbi Harfenis continues in another sefer of his, the Mekadesh Yisrael Hilchos Pesach Siman Shin Dalet. So he says that there's no possibility of shlichus at all in this case, because we have a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah shibagufo. This is a mitzvah that is on your person. It is on your body, like putting on tefillin. And our amuna, he says, is based on the premise that a person would not teach a son sheker, right? Why do we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In one aspect, right? Rabbeinu Bachya writes there's two parts to believing in Hashem. You have to be a mesorah, and you also have to, you know, figure it out on your own. So this idea that why do we believe our parents? Because we trust that our parents wouldn't teach us sheker. We trust that our parents, that they would not guide us. And therefore, it's incumbent on the father himself to instill this emunah. No one else can instill this emunah better than the parents. And says Rabbi Harfenis, that's why the father has to be there to say over the Haggadah. And he questions this reasoning a little bit, because maybe the grandfather could do the same thing, but he says that the father has a special relationship in this regard. Okay? So these are the hardliners, we'll say, the people who at the Seder want to make sure the father is involved in some way, if not the whole thing. Who else holds like this? Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in his Chodshani and Hilchos Pesach, Yud Zayin, that the father should not rely on the grandfather. He doesn't give a heter at all. He thinks that there's no reason the grandfather should say anything. And Siddur Pesach Kilchasa and Chelik Beis Zayin Yud says in the name of Rav Yasha that the father has to fulfill the mitzvah of Yigas Levincha and not the grandfather. Now, I'm going to say something that should not be shocking to anyone. There is a stira in Rav Yasha's. Most of these Likud Svarim have stiras between things that Rav Yashav says, because people went into Rav Yashav and asked questions that didn't clarify, and Rav Yashav said this to this one and that to this one, and the whole thing is a mess. It's a big chaval that when it comes to, you know, this great personality, there's very little that we can, you know, rely on factually, because in the Haggadah that was published in Rav Yashav's lifetime, that was published a few years ago, with Rav Yashav's comments and his Piskei Halacha, so it says on there on page 24 that there's no inyan for the son to specifically hear from the father. He can hear it from anyone. As long as the son hears it, what's the big deal? So in one place, apparently Rav Yashav said that it has to be the father. In the other place, Rav Yashav said, it could be anyone, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't leave us with anything when it comes to with what Rav Yashav held in this regard. His proof is, what was Rav Yashav's proof that you don't have to hear it directly from the father? Because the famous Mishnah in Kedushin that lists off all the different things that the father has to do for his son, what is not on the list? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it must be that this is not included in the things that a father has to do for his son. It's not like a meal, it's not a pigeon or bed, it's not Talmud Torah, it's not teaching him a job, it's not teaching him to swim. It's none of those things. It's on a separate list, which is not included in the things that the father needs to do for his son. Let's turn to the other approach, those who are lenient or do not feel there's an issue in this regard. Rav Avadya Yosef used to give a very famous shir on Motzei Shabbos in Yerushalayim, in which he would discuss in Yom of the Week, Parsha, whatever's going on. It was like an extravagant Motzei Shabbos event. I merited to go a bunch of times. I was there on the Motzei Shabbos, where they found out that all the shetels in Yerushalayim were Avodah Zarah, and they all had to be burnt. And Rav Avadya Yosef essentially spent 2 hours telling everyone, I told you so, that shetels were no good. So it was a quite masterful event. So these were written up in a sefer called Mishiurei Maran HaRishon LeTzion. They were written up, there's 4 or 5 volumes. So in Chelek Aleph, on page Shin Mem Aleph, Rav Avadya Yosef says that the father fulfills the mitzvah based on Shomea Ka'ona. Of course, he hears the grandfather reading it. It's like he's reading it. It's taken care of. Nothing to worry about at all. And what is his proof? His proof is a Gemara Masechta on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Suma Patar Milomar Haggadah. The Gemara thinks that someone who is blind is exempt from reading the Haggadah. Ksiv Hacha Bavur Zeh, Ksiv Hasam, it says, Banenu, Ma Zeh, Ma Lahalan Prat Lusuma, Af Kan Prat Lusuman. When it comes to a ben soru mora, a rebellious son, so the son cannot be killed if the parents are blind, because they have to say banenu zeh, has to say, this is my son. If they can't point to him, so then the son cannot be killed. It makes it very hard to ever carry out this mitzvah. Perhaps, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says, the mitzvah was never fulfilled. Lo hayu v'lo nivra. Anyway, so the Gemara continues and says, perhaps we make a gzera shava. This one has the mitzvah of zeh. This one has the mitzvah of zeh. So a blind person is exempt when it comes to ben sora mora. He's also exempt from the mitzvah of haggadah. So the Gemara questions this based on a meiser rav. So ini v'amar maremar shiltanu l'rabban be Rav Yosef. We were by Rav Yosef. Manda amar aganata be Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind. And who read the haggadah in Rav Yosef's house? Rav Yosef did. Manda amar aganata be Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was blind. Who read the haggadah in Rav Sheshes's house? Rav Sheshes did. They were blind and they read the haggadah. And the Gemara goes on to defend this idea that someone who is blind can certainly fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara is very odd because this is not a proof that a person who's blind is chayev in Haggadah. What is it only a proof for? It's only a proof that he fulfills a mitzvah. That if he reads the Haggadah, he fulfills a mitzvah. It doesn't mean he's chayev. So Rav Avadya says, the question only makes sense if there is a chiyuv. Okay? It only makes sense there's a chiyuv. It must mean that the people in the house of Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were yotzei because Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef read the Haggadah themselves. Okay? And in order to be motzi someone, you need to be chayv yourself. And therefore, this indicates an idea of Shomea Ka'ona, that they would read and everybody else would listen. And therefore, we have the idea here in the Gemara of Shomea Ka'ona when it comes to reading the Haggadah. Okay? Good. That's approach number one from Rav Avadya Yosef. The second approach, which I think is such a strong idea, comes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Halicha Shlomo, Perek Tes, Lamed Aleph. And he writes as follows. There's no chiyuv for a father to recite the Haggadah himself. Lefi she'ikar ha'chiyuv al ha'av hu shishmu'u banav b'layla hazeh sipur tzias mitzrayim. It is not a mitzvah that the father must say it to the children. The mitzvah is that the father is responsible that the children hear it in some way. In some way, in some form, they need to hear it. V'kevan she'shomim ha'sipur k'roi sagi. The children heard the story from the grandfather. I don't care how it got into their ears and their head, but if they heard it, then that is sufficient. You don't have to get up and say, the grandfather's going to be my shliach, and have a whole presentation. Just by being present, you, the father, have ensured that your children heard the story of the redemption from Egypt, and therefore that is sufficient, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And that is fine. The same approach is repeated by in the name of his nephew, Rav Yitzhak Rubin, who is the Rav of the Shul in Har Nof. So he said as well that this is the same idea, that it's sufficient to hear it, and you don't have to actually recite it yourself. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is citing the Sefer Birchas Arya in page 19, that the father doesn't have to read the Haggadah in order to be Yotzei, and this logic of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is also found in a great piece in the new Cheshukei Chemet on Pesach from Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein, who is famous for his interesting questions, for Pesach came out with two books, a Haggadah, which has great stories and is fantastic. It is a great sefer. I was perusing through it the other day. And also, he has a book on Inyanei Pesach with Halachos of Pesach. So, on the sefer on Inyanei Pesach, on page Resh Mem Gimel, Rav Zilberstein was asked the following question. This relates to our previous shiur regarding recording people. So, he says as follows. The guy wanted to know if he's not going to be home for Pesach. He's going to be in the hospital. Can he record him saying over the Haggadah and then play it on a timer on Leil HaSeder so his children can hear him saying the Haggadah? No? It's a good question. Can he record it so the children hear him saying the Haggadah? So Zilberstein says that the father cannot make it to the Seder. It is, he says that the mitzvah is fulfilled. He doesn't have to say it himself. He just needs to ensure that they're going to learn it. So who cares? He could record it. You know, anyone could record it. As long as the children are going to hear it, it doesn't matter. And therefore, even using a tape is fine. He says, however, there's an issue of hashmas kol on Shabbos. We don't usually play noise-making things that are electric and the like on Shabbos. It's a zilzul of Shabbos. It's not respectful of Shabbos. But besides that issue, that's a separate halachic issue. But there's no issue of the father not saying it himself. Because the whole mitzvah, says Rav Zilberstein and says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, is that the father just needs to ensure that the children are taught about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder. And therefore, if the grandfather does it, the father does it, anyone could do it. It doesn't matter, as long as they learn about the mitzvah on the night of the Seder. Lamaisa, I think the reasoning of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is certainly enough. Not even to say enough to align. I think it's rock solid. The mitzvah is that it's who cares how the children hear it. It makes sense that as long as they hear it in some way, whether it's from you, whether it's from a grandfather, whether it's from anybody else, they have fulfilled the mitzvah. An aunt and uncle, it should not matter. Rav Shech, I heard, says the same thing, that it doesn't matter who's there. Shomea Ka'ona, the father says it, the grandfather says it. Everyone has fulfilled the mitzvah, and everyone should be okay when it comes to the mitzvah. Halach l'maisa, you don't have to make everybody crazy. Who's going to read it? When are they going to read it? As long as somebody reads the Haggadah and the children are there, then you have fulfilled the mitzvah according to many, many poskim. This is a season of geula. And perhaps this coming Pesach, we will all be able to read the Haggadah together in Yerushalayim from here to the Amen. Amen.